Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Pérez, as we bring you hot news off the field. But let's start off with the headlines hitting the ceiling this morning. Ben Stokes, the former captain of England, who was suspended in playing the second test against New Zealand, has announced his retirement. He made a very emotional speech in the dressing room just before the start of play on the fourth day of the test match against New Zealand. Many experts have made their sentiments about his retirement, and the one that really caught my eye was what Kumar Sangakkara shared with the public about Ben Stokes' wonderful cricketing career for England. And Kumar Sangakkara clearly said that he was a fantastic all-rounder, and it's sad to see him go now, and his contribution to England and world cricket is second to none. Kumar Sangakkara said that from his viewpoint, he was an all-rounder who will be respected for long periods of time as a thorough gentleman who played the game of cricket to the best of spirits, maintained the tag, the gentleman's game. Right, with that, let's go down to Trent Bridge, where England also have had another sad result because they lost the third and the final test by 160 runs to New Zealand after England won the first test. Let's have a look at the main scores. New Zealand batting first made 438 all out. England replied with 354. And in the second innings, the Kiwis made 298 for 9 declared. Of course, the feature being Daryl Mitchell's wonderful 100. And the Kiwis set the Englishman a target of 276. I'm sorry, a target of 383. But the English at the end of day four were 103 for four, you remember? They needed 276 with six wickets in hand. They had the luxury of Joe Root batting on nine and Emilio Gay batting on six. Sadly, England were bowled out for 202. Massive loss by 160 runs. Root made only 18 and Emilio, the overnight batter, made only 10. But Jamie Smith, the wicketkeeper, came up and made a flashy 60. As far as the bowling was concerned, it was Fawkes 3 for 62 and Nathan Smith 2 for 64. And there was also some leg spin from, some orthodox left arm spin from Mitch Shatner, who chipped in with 2 for 54. So sad to see England lose the test by 2-1 in a home series. And the retirement of Ben Stokes is another shocking news as far as the cricketing world is concerned. But now England will prepare for their series against the mighty Indians, who have lost the white ball series against Ireland. And they are hopping across to England. We'll keep our eyes focused on that. Now we hop right across to Harare, Zimbabwe, where the Bangladeshis are in great trouble playing their first test against Zimbabwe. Batting first, the Bangladeshis were bowled out just for 140 runs in only 47.2 overs. Zimbabwe replied with 410 with a lead of 270. Let's look at the main features here. Very interesting. Innocent Kakia, 140 the opener. Craig Irvine made 60 and Ben Curran 42 with Wesley Maluruwa came in batting in the middle, scored 77 valuable runs. And the only bowler who really impressed at Harare was Tajul Islam, who took 7 for 39. Brilliant bowling spell. He was backed up by Khalid Hamad, who took 2 for 69. Now, Bangladeshis are trading by 230 runs at close of play because they're 40 for one. That's a very interesting test match. And can Zimbabwe pull a rabbit out of the hat against a strong Bangladeshi test team? Right now, let's have a look at what's coming up and what we are going to focus on today. Of course, the main focus will be Australia women versus West Indies women at Kennington Oval. The first semi-final play gets underway Sri Lanka time at 7 o'clock in the evening. Don't forget, don't miss it. It's going to be a very interesting game. Then we also have the under-19 Indian ladies taking on the Sri Lankan under-19 ladies in a 50-over game at Pondicherry. Then England under-19 versus South Africa under-19 at Leicester today is another game that we will keep our eyes focused on. As we all know, that is the future. Then, of course, the fourth day's play, Zimbabwe versus Bangladesh. And here is some FIFA news. Brazil have beaten Japan by 2-1 in the FIFA World Cup Championship. Well, that's about wraps up our presentation for today. Well, thank you for being in our company. Look forward to your company as usual tomorrow at the same time. Sit back, relax, as Lakit and I spin you a couple of songs from our record bar here in our studios at www.goforgold.lk. We wish you all a very blessed and a peaceful week ahead.